Missing you, Metropolis. Tellers held by gunpoint hurried to open vaults and registers. I'm face down on the cement floor, checking my watch. By now, Superman would be here in a flash of blue and red, and these thugs wouldn't know what hit them. Instead, the lobby erupts in smoke, and everyone covers their mouths as Batman descends from above in black and gray and a lemon-yellow belt. And when he lands, instead of a whirlwind of colors, he moves like tar. I'm surprised he hasn't retired, but they can't seem to dodge his hands, and their bullets always miss. The smoke clears as he scans the room full of tellers and bankers cowering on the floor. What I wouldn't give for Superman's ungloved hand to help me up, before flashing a wink or smile to reassure me everything will be all right. But Batman is grimace set in stone. He tackles the ringleader, this hulking tree stump of a bastard. They collide like two boxers. There is no heat vision melting through steel, no lift of bodies into the stratosphere until they are only specks set against clouds, no explosion of light that heralds victory. There are only the wet sounds of blood-soaked fists pounding flesh, the image of black boots bludgeoning skin, the onyx gleam of bat-shaped knives as they puncture veins, giving blood to fantasy.